Buying a gently used car. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, we've been hunting for a gently used car lately. Aww. And wow, car shopping has changed. You know, it used to be normal to buy it from the actual person who was selling
person,
it.
Yeah.
You know, the guy down the street or something with a for sale sign in the front of the yard, you know. Now, almost every listing funnels you to a dealership. Sure, there are some private sales. They can still save you money if you find one, and the seller may make a bit more. But the reality now is that dealers have taken over the used car space. I can still check locally first because I'd rather support our local community. But if a car is a few states away, is, you know, it's thousands cheaper, which happens thanks to regional price differences, I'll travel. Something that sells for a premium in Seattle or Denver might be a bargain in Wichita simply because of local preferences for types of cars. Well, if you're buying out of town, expect a deposit request. First of all, you got to put a deposit down. That's normal. That's not normal is anyone asking for a wire transfer to hold the car. A real dealer will take a small credit card deposit and won't pressure you. Always ask for plenty of photos, service records, and a vehicle history report. Unless you really know your way around repairs, I suggest that you steer clear of salvage titles. And for about $150 to $200, you can hire a mobile inspector to take a thorough look at the car and confirm that it actually exists and, of course, that everything's working. Legit sellers will gladly talk on the phone. Scammers usually hide behind emails and text, and often they'll go to some of those erasable text platforms, of course. If everything checks out, fly in. The dealer is generally happy to pick you up at the nearest airport. I find it fun to take a road trip out of it. You know, you can also hire a transporter, or you may have a good friend, Jad, who wants an adventure. I did that when I purchased my sister's vehicle, which was in California, sending a friend on a one-way flight, paying for gas, hotels, food, and a bit of profit. Cost me a bit more than hiring a transporter, but I knew it was going to get here safely. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth, and we can talk about financing a car or whatever. We don't do it, but we can help you find a way to do it. And the number is 316-267-0600.
It used to be in the old days. You know, I've bought and sold cars from the time I was 17 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Jad had something to say here. Did you enjoy your trip?
Yeah, I was going to say that road trip was one of the highlights of 2024 for me.
Oh,
so
good.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting it here safe.
Yeah.
Very
and
good.
It was in surprisingly good condition. I was kind of expecting all sorts of things coming back and never had an issue.
Yeah, we had to clean up all the peanut shells, were thrown in the back seat and everything. But other than that, it was good. So,
right. You know, in 1996, the United Nations General Assembly declared November 21st World Television Day. The UN recognized television as having an increased impact on decision making, as well as being an ambassador for the entertainment industry.
Oh, boy, I'd like to shoot it now.
We salute our fellow broadcasters in TV today, don't we?
Yeah, I guess so.
We do?
Do we? Okay.
Do they mention World Radio Day?
Well, we do have that, though, don't we?
We do. Yeah. I'm saying, do they mention it? Yeah. We mention TV. Do they mention us?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought.
You know,
Good point.
All these years, I mean, 28 years we've been doing this show, and never have we had a video crew come out and say, hey, you guys, can we take some shots of you for TV, for Radio Day?
Nope. Doesn't happen.
Nope.
Well, years and years and years ago when you were aligned with Channel 3, didn't Dave Freeman used to come in here and do it on camera?
Not on camera.
No.
No. He would come and do a presentation at lunchtime, but not on the air.
Okay.
He did not on camera.
Dave is a great guy. Love Dave Freeman. You know, he did a presentation one time on severe weather. And it cut down the lights, and he was talking about these, you know, stuff. And Ted and I were back.
We were,
you know, he'd do it like 11 o'clock in the morning. We'd been up
all night working.
Yeah. And I tell you, I know I fell asleep. I don't know about Ted, but
my head was bobbing up and down.
Yeah.
I love Dave too. And when I worked there, I remember that he had an overzealous intern who wanted to impress him, and he made this beautiful plaque, and it had a like a dried pea on there. It had a ping pong ball. It had a quarter. It had a hard ball, a soft ball, and it says different sizes for hail. And then so I raised my hand. I said, Dave, okay, so what you're telling me is that when you point at the hard ball, that is hard ball sized hail. You know, like, gosh, I didn't know that, you know, but anyway, he was pretty proud of that.
Nice. Yeah. All right. I've done a little TV, very little. Ted's done the game show on TV.
You did little TV, like 13 inch.
I did a weekly show for about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
That's not a little bit. That's pretty good. But,
wasn't it like a home improvement thing or something?
No, sir. It was like a tour of the state type deal.
Ah,
and
okay.
It was fun. Part-time job. But anyway, hey, have all our friends in TV who look at us as we are second-class citizens, have a good day. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Left-handed compliment there. All right. A New York woman's afro was certified as the world's largest, measuring 6 feet, 2.87 inches in circumference.
6 feet plus in circumference.
Now, that is what, around?
That is a large afro.
Yeah. Avon Dugas, who earned the title for the largest afro on a living person female in 2010, visited a New York hair salon to officially pass the torch to the new record holder.
Although she couldn't get within 6 feet of her.
Yeah. Jessica L. Martinez. Martinez's mane of curls measures 11.42 inches tall, so almost
a foot tall,
12 inches wide, and 6 feet and 2 inches around the circumference.
Whoa!
That is an afro. Wow. I wish I could grow hair like that. Who was that guy that used to have the big fro back in the 70s? Played for the Yankees.
Everybody.
Or the Indians or the Yankees.
Oscar Gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oscar Gamble had a massive afro. How he got a batting helmet on that thing, I'll never know. But he did. He somehow did.
Crunched it on the top of that thing. Wow. It was huge.
Oscar Gamble and Bake McBride had two of the bigger 70s afros in baseball.
There you go. An AI-powered talking teddy bear has been removed from sale by a Singapore-based company after researchers found it could discuss sex and other topics. The Public Interest Research Group said a group of researchers from the U.S. and Canada held test conversations with Kuma, a $99 teddy bear powered by the OpenAI's GPT chatbot. The bear is manufactured in China, marketed by Singapore-based Photo Toy. Researchers said they found it easy to get Kuma to discuss sexually explicit topics.
Oh, well, okay.
Hey! The teddy bear talks dirty.
Yeah.
There you go.
There was a great Conan sketch. I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. Wiki Bear, where he would have these conversations with this bear who would just go on these horrible tangents.
Very inappropriate.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it was funny.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at our top of the hour news here at 7 o'clock, Wichita police officer injured in a fight with a suspect. And President Trump is considering military action against Venezuela. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.